I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, the buzz.
Hey, hey, hey. This is the For Life After Show. Welcome, 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 guys.
Hey.
That episode
was a lot.
This is the pilot.
I'm
excited to get into it. There was a lot going on. I feel like a lot to be left to the imagination. But we'll be here each and every week to check it out. My name is Keith Andre. I love law stuff. I want to be a lawyer so bad. And Plus Power is one of my favorite shows that just went off. So I really wanted to jump in on this panel. I'll be joined each week by these good people here. We've got Dot McDonald,
Hey. Who
is a diehard lover of crime dramas and social justice.
Yes.
Jeff is here, a huge 50 Cent fan, right?
Yes. I mean, like you said, when Power was ending, you see that 50 Cent's joining this show, or yeah. Not joining this show, but with this show, I was like, yeah, I need to be on it.
Yeah, it's a big deal. And then we'll have Emily. She's not here tonight, but she will be here next week. The whole gang will be here, and we can really get the ball going. I'm excited. But first and foremost, real quick kind of, how do you feel about it? Just a pulse check. Watching a pilot, you know, can be tricky. How do you rate 1 through 5?
Oh, I would definitely give it a 5. It was a very strong start. It was a really clear setup
Okay. On
where we're going. It's going to be deep. I didn't think it was going to be that deep, but I'm ready to go there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I loved it too. I'm going to give it a 4 just because it was a lot thrown at us.
Yes.
Like, it was a lot of people, a lot of names, a lot of laws. Like, there was just so many things. Great storylines. And I feel like they set up a lot of people really well, even though it was quick spots.
Mm-hmm.
But, 4 out of 5 for me. I loved everything. I just gotta leave a little space for perfect.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take it. As for me, I'm actually going to give it a good 3.
Mm. Wow.
Not that it was bad, but I still feel really neutral about it. Like I said, with pilots, sometimes you got to give them a little bit of time. And I felt like it was just a really big teaser. They didn't really give us too much about what direction the show is going to go in. And so I'm feeling a little lukewarm, I guess. But to kick things off, so we'll definitely talk about some of the big topics from this episode. We met Aaron Wallace, mm-hmm. who is an attorney. So we'll talk about him and the case that he had tonight. We'll also talk about his family, how life goes on outside of prison while you're still in. And then there was some weird stuff going on with the warden. So so let's go ahead and start with Aaron Wallace. What did you think of him? I mean, we just see from the opening sequence, we've got this character that emerges and then they kind of give us more insight. What did you think?
I love the character and I love the levels that we've seen from him in only one episode. Mm-hmm. Like, we've seen him not only try to convey to his own cellmates and other people in jail that he's trying to help them, mm-hmm. but he has to be a dad. He has to also hold his anger when he's going up against people that are actively trying to go after him. So, like, seeing so many layers for him and for an actor in one episode, I thought it was really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same. What I found like most interesting for me was this entire time I kept trying to see this criminal aspect of him, even though I know that he's innocent. I see him in this prison and I'm like, okay, where's his anger? Where's his grit? And it's just not there. So that's even more alarming that you have sort of this normal person who's serving this life sentence. So I am excited to see how they develop that more and how we can feel more compassion for him as a person.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think those are both two very interesting points. And I think what I wasn't expecting, or I didn't know, because we kind of knew from the premise of the show that it was a lawyer, mm-hmm. that he had been in prison. But I came into it, I didn't know that he was still going to be in prison while he was being a lawyer. So I really liked that they kept kind of just dropping the hints and showing us, you know, he had to go from the courtroom to back into his jumpsuit. And then, you know, we got to see him kind of as a criminal just mm-hmm. because he had a cell phone. And I was like, all right, okay, we're in jail. So I just think it's really interesting to see him kind of play both sides of that spectrum as one character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was wild to me that he would literally leave the courtroom and hop on a bus and then he's back in chains. And I'm like, what can that do for you mentally?
Exactly.
You have this moment of freedom and then back to reality, which is, oh, you you're not free.
You're a prisoner.
I mean, he didn't technically, he didn't even get out of his suit before he wasn't free. If you remember at the end of the episode, he tried to kind of talk to his ex, he tried to talk to his ex and he couldn't really even touch her. He couldn't really talk to her because he had to go back to jail and stuff. It's crazy that is his life.
Yeah.
Like you're saying.
It was like an instant reminder, nope, you done good. You know, you had won the case, all of that, but you still are a prisoner. So I think that's a theme that's going to show throughout the episode. I think it'll be important for us to continue to see how that plays on his mental as well. Continuing there, we did get to see him as a lawyer. What did you guys think? Because, you know, this is a legal drama. So when it got down to the lawyering of it or the case against Rodriguez, what did you think about that?
I thought it could have been a lot stronger, truly and honestly. For him to be in court, I was really hoping that he was going to come with the facts, come with the, you know, that law degree, really fight for it. If you're in jail and all you have to do all day long is study, I'm expecting absolute excellence. So this was just the pilot. So I'm hoping that it will, you know, that will develop and maybe that's where he's starting and we will get to see him kind of become this beast mode lawyer.
Yes.
But I definitely was like,
that is not playing around.
You can go a little harder.
See, I kind of got exactly what I expected. Honestly, though, because from what the trailer's he's new to being a lawyer and he showed that.
That's true.
And to be 100% honest with you, he did a lot better than me. Because now these people were coming for him. And what bothered me the most was the judge was just staring at him I don't care. It's you're against me as a judge. He's the prosecutor's obviously against me. It's he held his ground as well as he could without going too far.
Yeah, I think he definitely did a good job there. And like you said, it's a visual representation. We hear a lot of time the criminal justice system and how it can be against, brown and black people and all this. But he literally is fighting the system, not only to be a lawyer, but then they're kind of setting him up where the bus route was wrong to delay him to kind of have to deal with that. So to agree with you, Dot, because I am here for a legal drama. I watch them all. I just finished binge watching The Practice, which is from the 90s. So I did expect to kind of see more of that. But I do like here is, yes, he's a new lawyer. And then it was okay, is he a good lawyer or a bad lawyer?
Because he did finesse some stuff in that courtroom, right?
I mean, you're making up evidence. You're writing anonymous letters.
My God.
All the inmates in on it. I mean, that part was pretty dope to kind of see inmates working together and see how all of them were very passionate about getting this man free. But that's when you're like, okay, wait, hold up now.
Right. What exactly is going on here? What I think will be interesting about his character is that it's just his goal, his mission to get out of jail is the one thing that's going to sustain him. And you can see he's willing to do anything to get there. So they do a really good job of just kind of blending all these worlds. We usually see him in different shows from different angles, but here we kind of get the best of, I guess, the criminal justice system, which is the worst.
Yeah.
And in a sense, he's fighting for Rodriguez, but he's also fighting for himself. So I guess when you look at it like that, you are going to be bending some of the rules if it, represents your freedom.
We'll see where his moral compass goes because, I mean, I think what I did like too was we got to see that one intense moment. Now, I do think that they do a good job with the acting. His skill set is there. I think that's fine. But we did get to see that moment of frustration when, there's literally nothing you can do. They're out to get you and you just have to throw it all away. So I thought that was a good moment to see there. But I'm interested, is that going to be his turnaround every time you're doing
they want us to root for him and everything, but then kind of throw a curveball with him kind of cheating, or not kind of, he cheated to win. Let's be realistic, or be honest with it, he cheated, unfortunately. But it's weird, because I'm like, what do you mean? Why are you just going to cheat? And then she literally calls this is what I said, but this is not the paper. And I'm like,
uh-oh.
Anybody else hear that? Because I heard that. And they just okay, keep going. And then he won the case and everything. But they did end up showing it in the trailer that are insinuating in the trailer that there might be more to that. So I'm hoping so. We'll but see. I was very thrown off when he decided to go that route. Obviously, it was needed, mm-hmm. but I was thrown off because of the action.
Yeah. Well, in his defense, if you know he knows that he's innocent and he's in jail for life, he knows that they have done some things that mm-hmm. they weren't supposed to do too. Mm-hmm. So he may be like, I'm learning from the best. This is actually how it goes. You are going to do what you need to do to get the outcome. And I know that because I'm in here and I didn't do a thing. Okay. So when you think mm-hmm. of it that way, he's not coming at it from a moral standpoint because else he wouldn't be in jail. So he's just about to play the game the way it played him.
I think, yeah, he's playing the game. Now, this is my thing. I can respect you. You know, you play the game. I'm fine with it. Mm-hmm. But to play it just dirty, you know, it would right. be one thing if he did end up doing what he needed to do to get his case back on track. But I just wish, you know, for him to be so frustrated in that moment, and we see him and we think that he's going to be this kind of credible guy that has this moral compass and is a hero. But instead we get like you really like forging notes yeah. and recreating things to put the ball back in balance. But we'll see.
It kind of, like you said, like playing the game, it looked like he was playing checkers while everybody was trying to tell him to play chess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's still not getting that because of the forging the note, the attacking the DA in the media and everything. These are all bold moves that are being taken, thinking that you're going to get bold reactions, when in fact, like, this is a longer game and he needs to start playing chess. I don't disagree that he should have did it because he needed to win that case, but he needs to also know yeah. what game he's playing.
Right.
Yeah. It's a lot on the line because he has to get there at the end of the day. So we see it's not just him. He has a whole life. He has a family. And I really liked this part of the show because a lot of times, I mean, on shows, of course, we see people go off to jail, but we're not forced to kind of deal with the fact that life goes on while you're not yeah. here. Mm-hmm. And so for him, like I said earlier, just that duality, because his ex-wife Marie comes and he has to sign, was it a permission slip?
I think it was a report card.
A report card. He had to sign a report card. So it's like, how can I be doing this, but I'm in jail? Like, that mm-hmm. has to be just mess with your mental. But let's talk a little bit about his life on the outside and what you think about having this paired with the show.
I do love that Marie is still very relevant in his life. I think so often people go off to jail and they're forgotten about and you don't want to include them or you're angry at them. I love seeing the dynamic of them still sort of co-parenting, even mm-hmm. though he's doing a life sentence. How difficult is that? Mm-hmm. How mature do you have to be? Big bomb dropped when I found out that Marie is dating his best friend.
Darius.
Like, man, times was that hard, sis? Like, yeah. Wow, I was just shocked at that. Poor daughter, you know, Jasmine.
But he's been away for how long now?
He's been away for, I want to say, nine years.
So.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's so many men. Mm-mm. The yeah. best friend?
I was going to say, I answered that, but like, the answer should have been, it don't matter. Like, I answered that with a real number, but like, it don't matter.
It don't matter.
Right. No, I get it, but just to kind of show, you know, it's just, you know, you see stuff, people die, and then they be with the best friends. This is us. That's another, you
I
know.
Know. Look, maybe that's just what years, happens. Maybe when matter. People go away, you just want to like feel close to the person, and you're like, how close can I feel? Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, best friend.
Right. Well, either way, I like that this gives us more of a world for him. So we've got Marie, who's played by Joy Bryant, who we all yeah. know.
My boo.
It's great to see her back on TV.
I love that.
Yeah, she's awesome. And then he has a daughter as well, Jasmine. Mm-hmm. Now, we had probably already known, I think, by the previews that she was pregnant. Mm-hmm. So that's another element. Now, here's another thing I think that kind of gives me pause on just being lukewarm, because they are just dropping these bombs on us right. instead mm-hmm. of showing them or like letting them play out in a particular way. Like, even tonight, I don't know yet, but my prediction is that we didn't really need to know that Darius is his best friend yet. You know, right. they could have sat on that and then revealed it. And we'd be like, whoa, what's going yeah. on? So that's something that I am considering as well. But we do see one thing that I was shocked by is that even him as a lawyer, but his ex-wife, who's helped with this whole finagle situation, it's like, okay, is she going to jail? Mm. Is she like that?
And she seems to be such a ride or die for him.
I know. I love her character.
Even though she's moved on.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Supposedly.
Okay, real quick. Do you think that she's moved on or not?
Absolutely not.
Okay, Jeff?
No.
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
I mean.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm going to first start by saying I love her character. I love how she plays a strong woman character that is on the outside still being a good, not wife, but like a good co-parent, a yes. good parent to her daughter. And also like just being strong is great representation. Mm-hmm. But for the show, I love that. And I'm interested to see where it's going to go down, because obviously she's a ride or die because she did the note for him. And it's interesting to see where that's going to lead her, because she's dating the boyfriend or the best friend. Nah. I mean, he's not the best friend no more. Nah, I mean, right. Not my best friend. Just saying. But, like, it's going to be interesting to see where that goes, because, like,
I just think ultimately she's going to have to make a decision. It's going to have to be either him or the best friend. And I just feel like, what kind of crazy situation are you going to be put in? It's either basically, am I going to force myself to be locked up with Aaron mentally? Because you can't have him physically, or am I going to have this man that's here? But your heart, no matter where you are, like, your heart's going to go where the mm-hmm. heart is. And I think in the preview, mm-hmm. the best friend is contemplating a proposal.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
He had the ring in the car. And I think that's what's going to really put some pressure on her to figure out what she wants to do.
Poor girl. We'll see. Dot is over here giving out all these predictions. We're going to hold up on the predictions. So we'll get ready to wrap up here. And then I do want to talk about the warden situation so that we can get over to like our news and gossip, because the tea is out. Mm. But go ahead. What were you going to say just in regard to that?
Oh, I mean, no. You pretty much closed it out. Yeah. No. That's great. I mean, you said everything that needed to be said on that one.
Right. All right. So we are introduced to this warden. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is like another layer that's in regard to like Aaron's kind of character and being in all these situations and just having to be like a chameleon of sorts. Because so he and the warden have some kind of deal or situation mm-hmm. to not only is she allowing him to be a lawyer, but I think she's doing a lot of work on prison reform. And so he has to like snitch on the guards. So what? Tell me what.
I think it's a sticky situation. Uh-huh. There we go. Words. They're too close to each other. Either way. But he's playing with fire. Obviously he needs to, because he wants to get out and everything. But like, Even the people in the jail, so they're like, "Oh, you hanging out with the warden a lot? What's going on?"
Right.
All it takes is a rumor, because that's all he threatened him with was a rumor, and it's crazy. So he's definitely playing with fire. I'm not a huge. I was on the fence about the warden, but like, she's saying real things to him, but she's only focusing on herself. Like she's saying play chess where he needs to play chess or play the right game. Mm-hmm. Like she was saying. But, like, she's also not thinking about it from his perspective, because there is no chess when you're dealing with family members that are out on the outside and you're not. Mm-hmm. It's only what's going to get me out there.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I'm pretty sure their relationship is going to have a lot of conflict, because so we know that the warden is married to this woman named Anya, mm-hmm. who is running against the DA.
Yep.
And so, to your point, you're right. She is giving him good advice, but she's only doing it because it benefits her wife. And she wants to kind of make sure that no issues are there, because she clearly wants her wife mm-hmm. to win. So we'll see, you know, how that goes. It's, now that I think about it, it's like a lot of moral issues.
Just all over.
Everybody's mm-hmm. putting themselves first. So I don't know. But I do think that there is more to the story on his relationship with the warden.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that looks like, but we'll see. Okay, so, I mean, I think that's a pretty good wrap. Just big topics from the pilot. I do want to move into our special segment. You know, we'll always have a special segment on After Buzz TV. Now, tonight, we'll just talk about, I guess, some of our favorite moments, our favorite characters. Mm-hmm. And then next week, Jeff, you're going to bring us an official special segment. The gang will all be here, and we'll roll out our true special segment then.
Exactly. And this week, like you said, we're going to kind of talk about what our favorite moments were of this episode. And mine was one of the last scenes, and it was when Aaron found out that he was going to become a grandfather. It wasn't any words that was being said. It was when he looked at the stomach or the belly and then looked at his wife, looked back at his daughter and said, I'm not mad. Mm-hmm. And it's like, he has to hold in so many different emotions because he's probably mad. He's probably disappointed. He's probably sad. He's probably like every emotion you can think of. But what he needs to be is a father. And that's what he was at that moment. So that was my favorite.
Okay.
I had so many favorites. I'm going to try to pinpoint. Right.
You could pick one or two.
I'm going to do one. It was one of the beginning scenes when Marie came to see Aaron, and she basically was upset and frustrated with him, mm-hmm. as you could clearly see. And she said something that kind of made me feel like that really stings, is when she said, you could have took the plea. You would have been out. And, you know, she's probably having all these complications of raising her daughter alone and missing him and needing him in these moments. And a man that's already down and feeling so horrible, you tell him you should have never stood your ground. You should have just folded. And I can see where she's coming from in that moment. But what a moment to have the audacity.
Yeah. Mm. It's a tough one. I mean, it's a tough one. And, you know, everybody, as people puts their priorities for, I mean, in most cases, it's between you and me is going to be me. I'm going to choose me. So, like you said, I could definitely understand her saying that, because what you want is somebody to get out. She's also faced with the reality that if things stand, he's in prison forever. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I can see how frustrating that is. I think my favorite moment was just really seeing him engage as a lawyer, not in the courtroom, but just, you know, seeing them in the cell and he's like advising old boy and just kind of working everything out. We get to see his mind, because I think a big part of the story that we may not have seen too much of tonight, because it is the pilot and we're learning this character, but is the fact that he has to be so, you know, knowledgeable and skilled to and have the intellect to even go on that track and become a lawyer and devise this plan to get these people, you know, exonerated for the things that they haven't done. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to that, and I am looking forward to what you come up with for the real special segment next week.
Oh yeah, we got a surprise.
Surprise, surprise. Until then, we can go ahead and jump into news and gossip. Which I knew there was going to be a lot of news, because there has been so much talk about this show. But so I did see over the weekend after the show. Oh, well, here it is. There was an article in Deadline. The show is produced in collaboration with Sony Pictures Television and ABC. They've got a For Life, the podcast. So it's at the same time as the show. The podcast is a 6-part audio series that shares true first person stories of people who were wrongfully convicted, yet triumphed over unthinkable odds to eventually become exonerated. So that's Duel.
That's so
It'll
cool.
be every week. Like, yeah, 6 parts. You can find that anywhere you listen to podcasts, Apple, Spotify, don't matter. So I may check that out. Do you guys listen to podcasts at all?
I drive 1 hour and 20 minutes to work every morning, work and back. So podcasts, audiobooks, all of it. So perfect. I will definitely be on that probably tomorrow.
Yeah, cool. I'm going to check it out. I'm going to send you some podcasts too that you should check
yes,
out.
Yes, sir.
And then I also saw that, so the official premiere was last Wednesday, I think it was. Van Jones had moderated a panel with the cast and producers. This was at Lincoln Center at the Alice Tully Hall. And the biggest takeaway I liked, the fun fact was that when Wright, who the story is about, he had first met 50 Cent, Curtis Jackson. He was actually shopping the story to be a movie, and 50 Cent mm-hmm. convinced him that it needed to be a TV series. They feel really strongly about this being a story that is current, that mm-hmm. is now. And so I was really kind of blown away that 50 Cent is kind of the driving force in making it a TV thing instead of a movie thing.
Yeah. I mean, he's smart for that. Like he said, it's ongoing, and that's just going to resonate for years and years and hopefully seasons and seasons to come.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, I know there'll be so much more news and gossip. There are going to be some reviews. So we'll come back next week and see what's going on there. But now we do have some time. Let's jump into some predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Now, I'm scared to start with you, Dot, because you got the predictions on lock. And I don't know what I always have a hard time, I feel like, with predictions, especially like for a pilot episode, because I like to kind of learn and like know some more. But I'm gonna listen to y'all and then I'm gonna come up with mine. So go ahead, Dot. What do you think?
Yeah, I just always think I know everything apparently. Okay. So I like watch it and I'm like, I already know what's gonna happen.
Tell us.
So I think that Marie's gonna again have to make a decision between the boyfriend and Aaron. I definitely think that Aaron is just going, I think he's going to have a downfall. I think that this triumph was amazing. It was great, especially for the pilot, but he's going to have a downfall. That's my prediction.
Okay. Now, is that your prediction for, are we going to hold you to this next episode? Or yes. Okay.
You guys can hold me to it.
Okay. Oh, there's going to be a downfall next episode?
Next episode. Right away.
Jeff is like, oh, okay.
I mean, I could see that. Mine was kind of that. It's not a full downfall. But I think that the people in the cell, in the jail are going to kind of be against him. And I think it's going to be because of the warden. I think she's going to kind of, she's going to be pissed off. And she's like, you know what? Let me feed them some information, even if false or right or whatever. But I think that's why, I think they're going to kind of go and attack him.
Okay. Okay, I'll take it. All right, I'm going to think of my prediction. And you guys, if you're in the live chat, you can drop some predictions there. We'll spot check in a second, see if anything's going on. But for me, so I'm going to agree. Well, I don't necessarily think it'll be a downfall, but I think it'll be some kind of altercation, maybe a fight. We did get to see prediction with the guys on the yard. And so we'll maybe get to see some of that with Aaron's character. And then I think each week we're going to see a different case. So we'll see elements of there. And I'm hoping that next week we get to see him probably like as a stronger defender or a lawyer. But that's what I'm going with.
That's what's up.
Anything in the chat? Anything going on?
It's a little dry. We got Tony Stark saying hey. So hey, Tony. Hey. Shout out to you. Thanks for live chatting us on tonight. And we have Rob B who says it was a great first episode, and we agree. So great first episode.
Perfect. Yeah, I liked it. So you guys are down for the ride. Any hesitations from this episode? If there's one thing you could change, maybe what would it be?
Maybe not as much information given.
Okay.
Because like we found about the boyfriend being the ex-best friend. Like, we found so much about, like, his daughter's boyfriend who we don't even know for some reason. Like, there, we just found out a lot of information, a lot of different names. I hope it all comes together.
Yeah.
I really want to see his conviction. We saw a little snippet in the beginning of, like, a raid of some sort. And I want to see what his trial was like.
Okay.
I would love to see that.
I'm with it. I mean, I think it was a good episode, so I don't really have one way or another. But before we do go, I do want to just talk a little bit. I know you're a big 50 Cent fan. I watched Power. Did you watch Power?
I did watch Power.
Okay, so coming into this show, just under the production we know from 50, where is your pulse check there? Is it what you expected? Do we expect it to line up more with with that type of show? Or what are we thinking?
I'm really hoping that there is a deliberate line between the two. I really don't want to see any remembrance of Power in the show, because this show is based off of a real story, and there is a lot of prison reforms that come from this. I know Power was fictional and it got busy and unrealistic, and although this is a television show, I know it's for entertainment. I want to keep it factual.
Yeah, really, I think
factual.
So.
I agree. I hope it stays factual, but for ABC, the way that they kind of promote the dramas, even like for the scandals and the How to Get Away with Murders, those are not based off real life like this is. I feel like we might get a little taste of the dramatics.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a TV series.
I'm going to tell you, I'm here for it. Because I got a little flair for the dramatics, so give me some of that energy. But I do think that, looking at it from both standpoints, for ABC, it's even like a different type of show. And I do think it's vastly different from what we see on Power, not only from the characters or the storytelling approach, but I'm... appreciative of that, and I'm looking forward to like really seeing 50 Cent as a producer and just kind of stretching that wheelhouse and these opportunities that we'll see from the shows that he creates.
Yeah, and I was surprised we didn't see him in the pilot either.
I know.
I was surprised, but I was happy.
Yeah. But,
we didn't need it.
True, but
and I was happy that he was like, you know what, we don't need it. Let's put the people, let's put these stars on the forefront, and I'll just come in and help bring up the
ratings. That's what he does, even with Power. He didn't come on Power until like way into it. So that's exciting. I'm always looking to see like what 50 got to say about it. So we'll see. But I think this was a great episode. That's all we have now. Of course, we'll be back Tuesday, 8 p.m. live on YouTube to check out episode 2. You guys can continue to comment. We do want to keep the conversation going, so you can check me out all over social media. I'm Keith Andre, Keith_Andre.
Yep, and you guys can follow me at Jeff Will Jr. and all your social media platforms.
And I am at Dot McDonald, D-O-T, McDonald like the restaurant, no S.
All right, we'll see you later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.